I said to Sheila earlier on, I've never been as nervous as I am this morning. And I don't know why. I don't know why I usually, you know, when I've got before God and everything, it's... But I believe it's because of what I want to say. And I think the enemy is just trying to throw a little spanner in the works. But a sentence in that song we were singing earlier on just jumped out to me because it's what God wants to say. And that the grace of the Holy Spirit is about revealing to us an amazing God. And really, brothers and sisters, we've got to grab hold of that. How amazing our God is. And I think if we can grab hold of that, how amazing he is, it'll change our Christian walk. Totally and utterly. And I want this morning, I just want to share with you some points. Could take an hour, but there will be points. It won't take an hour. But I just want to share with you what I just feel the Holy Spirit has said to me about himself. And this whole thing about the series we've been doing has excited my heart, to be honest with you, as I've, you know, we've gone through the Godhead and you brought last week about how the Holy Spirit works, as it were, in the miraculous, you know, in the everyday as well, you know, and it's important for us to grab hold of what the Holy Spirit does in us and for us, because he is God. He is God in us. And where my title this morning is, The Holy Spirit Points to Jesus. Well, I want to just put it slightly differently, and the Holy Spirit wants us to see Jesus. He wants us to see Jesus. Now, I haven't got any PowerPoints apart from spotlight on the Holy Spirit. But it's important for us, I believe, as a church, if we can get into that place where we are filled with wonder, filled with Jesus Christ, if you like, and all that he is, it'll dynamically change our lives. Because Jesus is the true awesome. You know, awesome is a word they use about a guy who kicks a ball into the back of the net. Well, I'm sorry to say to the world this morning that Jesus is the one who is awesome. He is awesome. And we've got to get that into our spirits this morning. You know, we've got to allow the Holy Spirit to show us how big our God is. Because he is a big God. You know, and sometimes we sort of look at the things in this world and we think, well, how can Jesus change that? Well, he can. And that's the truth this morning. I'm going to start with a scripture. And as most of you know, that means nothing. But I want to hook it onto something this morning. Scripture seems to be a good place to start. Okay, John chapter 16 and verses 12 to 15. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. I think that's the crux of what I want to say this morning, is he will take from what is mine and make it known to you. He will make it known to you. If you come to God this morning and say, I want to know, then God will let you know. Because that's the Holy Spirit's work. He wants to reveal Jesus. You see, Jesus sent one just like himself. You see, the Spirit knows what the Father's like. The Holy Spirit knows what Jesus is like. And he wants us to know that. This is not something that's being held back. The Holy Spirit wants us to know Jesus. He wants us to know the Father. You see, he wants to show us. He wants to enable us to become Christ-like. That's what his work is. And that's why it's so important that we get an understanding of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives so that we can become Christ-like. In verse 15, it says, everything the Father has, he has given to Jesus. And everything Jesus has, he wants us to have. And the only way we receive it is through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit wants to work in our lives. He wants to, if you like, show us Jesus and how magnificent and wonderful and awesome and amazing he is. Because it's the Holy Spirit who will take from what is mine, Jesus said, and make it known to you. Jesus here is telling us that if we want to know Jesus more, who he is and how he operates, if we want to know his character in us and become Christ-like, we need the Holy Spirit. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a spare part to our Christian walk. He is the center of our Christian walk because he wants to reveal Jesus. He wants us to see Jesus. And because the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, he wants to reveal something unique and original about Jesus on a regular basis. That's why we've got the Word of God. Because God wants us to get into it, not because you have to get into it. No, because when you open that, Jesus comes out of it. The Father comes out of it. The Holy Spirit brings truth to life as you read that word. Because it's important that as we understand who Jesus is, our lives are affected by it. Yeah. Because if we'll understand that when God is working in our lives, that's what's exciting and life-changing, you know, because God is at work in you. And I'll be talking a little bit of that later on. But that's what makes our lives exciting, is God is opening up who Jesus is. You know, we all know Jesus who saved me. Well, I'll talk a little bit about that as well later on. But he's bigger, so much bigger. I mean, that's amazing in itself. But it's huge when we actually get into the whole area of the Holy Spirit showing us Jesus. You see, the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives to lead us, guide us, shape us, and even sometimes to convict us of the way that we're living. And that's because he wants us to change. He wants us to become like Jesus. The Christian life revolves around the centrality of Jesus. Our whole life is dependent on Jesus being the center of our lives and our walk with God. And it's the Holy Spirit who will reveal that Jesus to us. You see, as we know more of his beauty, more of his holiness, more of his glory, how can we do anything else but bow before the King? To adore him, worship him, and magnify his name. Because that's what the Christian life's about. We understand that we are carriers of a wonderful God. This God is in me. And as he opens up himself, as it were, through the Holy Spirit's work in our lives, it helps us to worship. It helps us to magnify his name because we see him more and more and more in his fullness. Frank Bartleman, we all know Frank, don't we? No, yeah, I'll tell you what, Frank Bartleman, mighty man of God. Frank Bartleman was one of the central figures during the Azusa Street Revival. And he said this, "The Holy Spirit always focuses on Jesus, that he would be revealed and that he would be the central figure of any move of God." Not the experiences, not God was doing, but if it's true move of God, it centers on Jesus. And he says at the end of it, he says, all eyes must be drawn to Jesus. Yeah. And that's true for us today. Our eyes must be drawn to Jesus as we try to live in this life, which we can do, but we need to know that Jesus is the center. Jesus is right there in the midst. Nothing, it doesn't matter how much wage you get. It doesn't matter what job you got. Jesus has to be the center. He has to be the priority. The Holy Spirit's purpose, as we read earlier on, is to lead us into all truth. And that is into all the fullness of the reality of Jesus. That's what it's about. The truth is Jesus. You see, Jesus, this might sound strange, but Jesus is real. He's not a figment of your imagination, no matter what they might say in your workplace. Jesus is real. Jesus came personally to you. The Holy Spirit came into your life and touched your life, and that will never, ever be taken away from you because that was a personal encounter for you with God. And the wonder of it is we can know the fullness of that real Jesus in our lives. Paul said in Ephesians 3, I pray that out of his glorious riches, whose glorious riches? Jesus's glorious riches. In other words, we can say, that which is mine. Because that's what Jesus said, isn't it? He will take from what is mine. That he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. So that Christ may dwell in you, in your heart through faith. That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That we may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to say to people this morning, new day. New day. For us to come alive in God. Because it's a new day for us today. So why does the Holy Spirit reveal Christ to us? Well, it's not to overwhelm us, nor is it to inflate our egos. The purpose behind the revelation of Jesus Christ is that what we behold, we are to become. 2 Corinthians 3:18 puts it this way. For as we behold, as we look upon, or as we see the glory of the Lord, it is mirrored onto our hearts, and in Paul's words, we are transformed into the same image. Phew. What a wonder-working work that is. We have been transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. I mean, what is that doing in us, brothers and sisters? Transformation happens as we allow the Holy Spirit to show us the character of Jesus and then we work with him to become more Christ-like. That's what it's about. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 is about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But I want to put it this way. The fruit is the proof of the Holy Spirit working in a person's life. That's the proof. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, you know them all. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All these things are the attributes of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these are things that are being worked into our lives. You see, the Holy Spirit's work of revealing Jesus or pointing us to Jesus is a progressive thing. Yeah, we are a work in progress. We are a work in progress. Philippians 2, 12 and 13 puts it this way. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you. I mean, the more and more I look at this, the more I've been doing this. And every time I read these things, I thought, hang on a minute. You know, I've been a Christian for quite a while now, but it's almost like the Spirit saying, do you understand? Do you really understand what is being said here? You see, it's only through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us that we begin to grow in the ways of Jesus, that we begin to reflect his nature, that we begin to reflect his qualities. Louis Palau put it this way. Louis Palau is an international evangelist. I don't know if he's still alive, actually, but he was in the 1980s. Wish most of you weren't, I suppose, but never mind. He says this. Think. Oh, here we go. I've got to use my mind now. Think that Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is at work in us, filling us with himself. So I'm just giving you a couple of minutes to think now. That Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is at work in us, filling us with himself. He goes on to say, I can't imagine anything else that will truly transform a person than God himself indwelling me. If we're going to be transformed into the likeness of God, isn't it wonderful to know it's God who wants to do that? He goes on to say, this alone should be motivation to live a holy and bold way of living. God's in me. What do you mean I can't do that? God's in me. You can show your light in your workplace because God is in you. And he wants to shine through you. And the Holy Spirit wants to work in your life that you can show Jesus to those around you. So are you one who is determined that you will not settle down or quiet down or become one who is just fit, who just wants to fit into the mold of average Christianity? Who wants average Christianity when there's so much more available to us? Surely we don't want average Christianity. And I put under that to say to you guys, I don't believe any of you want average Christianity. None of you do. 1 Corinthians 3:3 says, Paul rebukes the church at Corinth because they walked like mere men. none of us are mere men. Well, I'm certainly not a mere man. Jesus has more for us than merely becoming better people. He doesn't want us just to be better people. You might say that's a byproduct, but that's not what he wants. He wants us to flood our lives with the same power that raised him from the dead. That's what the scripture tells us. We must understand God does not want us merely to be normal. He wants us to be Christ-like. What was Christ like when he walked on this earth? Oh, the lady there has just lost her son. Thank you, Father. Now, I'm being a little bit naughty there, but that's what Jesus was like. He saw the need, he met the need. Yeah? And it's important for us to grab hold of the fact that we can be just like Jesus today. We can see so much happening. We can reach out with the love of God in the same way as Jesus did. We are sons of the living God. That's what Scripture tells us. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That's what the Scripture tells us. Becoming Christ-like is allowing the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. You see, God has put us in a place where he expects us to live in the revelation of another marvelous fact. We've had the marvelous fact this morning that God loves you. We're all about the marvelous fact, and it is true, if you know Jesus this morning, Christ is in you. End of story. Christ is in you. But if we'll accept that and we say we believe that, then we also have to ask ourselves the question, what does that really mean for me? If you say, yeah, Christ is in me, well, how is that going to affect your life? How is that going to change the way you think about yourself, how you can be used by God? Because that's the truth, and we have to move into the reality of the truth, that Christ is in you this morning. And the only way that we'll understand and appreciate Jesus fully is when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Because he's the one who's going to do the revealing. You know, as we read the Word of God, then Jesus will be revealed through that because the Holy Spirit will want to do that. And that's why it's important for us to get into the Word when we can. See, Jesus is reducing himself in the believer, in you and me, in all those who know him, so that he can show himself to the world through the believer. He wants the light to come out of us. Doesn't want us to spin around, you know. But he wants the light of God to come out of us so that others can see the reality of this Jesus that we say that we know. You see, as our lives are fine-tuned to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will do things in our lives, he will start to prod things. He will start to ask us questions about things. But if we will let him fine-tune us, God will have the available vessels necessary to manifest Jesus in the earth today. But there must be a willingness in us. There must be a desire in us to change. Because if we haven't got a desire to change, then it's just not going to happen. If we're not willing to be changed, then it's not going to happen. But it will require us being submitted to and cooperating with the Holy Spirit so that he can work in us but we have to want to change. I'm just going to do a quick illustration now. Hang on to your hats. Sheila, can I sit there? Would you like?
I've warmed it up. I don't want to.
Can I move?
No, I've warmed it up. I'm comfortable here now.
Let me in.
No.
Oh, okay. Jonathan, can I sit there, please? Could you make way for me? Thank you, Jonathan. We can be like that with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to us and says, you need to change. Will you make way for me? Very often we refuse. We won't make a way for him. What we need to do is to be those who say, yes, I'll make way for you. Because I need to change. I need to become like you. I need to change in my attitude, in the way that I look at things, the way that I think. All these things need to change if we're to become like Jesus. Romans 12:2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The way we think has to come in line with the mind of Christ. We need to start thinking the way that Jesus thinks. 1 Corinthians 2:16, and this is another big one. For we have the mind of Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm still on that journey to find it. You tell me, Christ, I've got your mind. I'm still trying to find it. But we have the mind of Christ. And Jesus will reveal things through the Holy Spirit to us that we can know how he thinks in situations. Because it's the Holy Spirit who can change us to think like Jesus thinks. So can I urge you to get to know the Holy Spirit? To build a relationship with him? Just as you would with a brother or sister here this morning, perhaps even more so. That you would just come alongside him and talk with him. Bring him into every situation that you go into. Understand that he's living in you and wants to make you more like Jesus. But because we can't fully appreciate the Holy Spirit's work without knowing him first, we have to know him. We have to get into that place where he can speak into our lives, that we know it's him speaking to us. And we have to learn to honor and value the Holy Spirit's presence. And also honor and value his work in our lives. Yeah. Because he is at work in each one of us. But how far will you allow him to work in his work of revealing Jesus and enabling us to see Jesus in so many new ways? You see, the reason I say about honoring and valuing the Holy Spirit, we have to understand that without the Holy Spirit showing us the truth about Jesus, we would never have become believers in the first place. You see, it was the Holy Spirit. He showed us Jesus. He showed us what Jesus had done on the cross. And because of that, We became believers. We became children of God. John 15:26 says, when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify. In other words, he will speak about me. You see, the Holy Spirit can't help himself. You know, he will speak about Jesus. And if we say, oh, I want to know about Jesus. Really? Well, I can tell you about Jesus. I know Jesus. You know, I know exactly what he's like. I know exactly how he thinks. So you want to know Jesus? Come with me. Let's walk together. Let's do some talking. And he'll open up Jesus to you. He'll open up Jesus more and more to you. He will reveal his character, his nature, his qualities. And bit by bit, little by little, we will change and become like Jesus. The evidence then of the Holy Spirit working in a person's life is this. Are they being changed into the likeness of Jesus? Am I being changed into the likeness of Jesus? Because that's why the Holy Spirit's in us. He wants us to be like Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is always pointing us to Jesus. I'm coming to a finish, so you're all right. That we would know him in all his fullness and grow to be like him. I just want to finish with the words of a song, because I'm not going to sing it. And it's a song that I couldn't find even from the 1970s, so it was obviously before that. But here's the words. Jesus, you are changing me. By your Spirit, you're making me like you. Jesus, you're transforming me, that your loveliness may be seen in all I do. You are the potter, and I am the clay. Help me to be willing to let you have your way. Jesus, you are changing me as I let you reign supreme within my heart. And that's the truth this morning. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is wanting to make you and me just like Jesus. So I just want to finish this morning by just asking you, can you just take a few moments? And like Louis Palau said, think on this statement. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is at work in me. You need to close your eyes, that's fine. But just think on the wonder of that statement. And even ask ourselves, do we have a sense of wonder that God is at work in me? Is there a wow factor in our spirits that say, wow, Jesus is at work in me?